Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
What's up, everybody? It's me, it's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, bringing you the best in LSD. That is love, sex, and dating. Thanks for coming back, checking out Situations with Sassy here on Bashani Radio and anywhere where you can hear your podcasting platforms. That would be iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, or, you know, anywhere online. So listen, I recently heard saw a reel on Instagram, and it was this young man talking about how he feels that if a woman hasn't slept with him by the third date, or at least came to his house by the second date to cook for him, then he's not going to waste any time with her. And it made me remember that back in 2011 on my blog, I wrote the three-date rule. That was 2011. It's 2022. Basically, you meet him, you like him, you go on a date with him. The first date was the initial meet and greet, where you met for coffee after work, or during that time, you set up a second date to have a dinner a couple of days later. So it's the night of the second date, and you're having an amazing time. Your checklist is getting checked off because so far, he meets your basic requirements: looks, education, personality, charm, and charisma. But in the back of your mind, you have this niggling sensation about a conversation you recently overheard the women in your salon discussing. As you sat in your stylist chair, you listened as they volleyed their dating woes, and there was a consensus among them that most men had an unspoken rule that if they took you out three times in a row, on the third date, they expected you to sleep with them. You look into his eyes, trying to gauge his thoughts. Does he think like that? Will he expect something on the next date? Should I accept the next date without discussing this? Or should I just live in the moment and whatever happens, happens? All of those questions are swirling through your mind, but you don't want to be the first one to broach the subject. After all, you don't want to look or appear loose, nor do you want him to think that sex is all that you have on your mind. So what do you do? Unfortunately, that's a scenario that plays out every other hour as men and women are meeting and dating online or through family and friends. It doesn't necessarily have to be in an inorganic fashion, which is dating online, but in organic fashion. You can meet at the supermarket. You could be getting your tires changed. You could be at the dealership, anywhere, anywhere. And, you know, at this time, back in 2011, everybody was really big on, you know, Steve Harvey's book, Think Like a Man, the 90-day rule and all this other stuff, that you're putting like the men on probation. This most recent video that I saw with this, and it was a young man. And I'm going to say this because I'm going to be real. I'm going to be rough. I'm going to be raw. But you know what pisses me off about topics like this, especially coming from men, because men who have that mindset have no fucking intentions with you. They're going to cast aspersions, even the comments on this person's social media page, where all of these men talking about, yeah, if she ain't giving it up by this date, the bitch is trash. Yes, and I'm going to use a whole lot of language. The bitch is trash. You don't really want to be fucking with a bitch like that. Where, you know, these women out here playing games, they just trying to dig in our pockets and get something to eat. And then they don't want to, quote unquote, give up the draws give up the draws at the end of the night as if they're fucking obligated. And then you have men co-signing what this man is saying as if they've dated every woman in the world. First of all, they're in their fucking 20s. They have yet to even experience life, let alone live a full life and go through relationships. They sound hurt. They sound disillusioned. They sound like incels. They sound like men that have been hurt by women that were, quote unquote, out of their league, maybe in their minds, out of their league. They've had their heart broken. So now they're just running through bitches, just running through bitches, just running through them. And their mindset is, if it's not done in 3 days, fuck that bitch. Let's move on to the next. And the sad part is that there are women that are like that. A woman can't have complete autonomy over her sexuality and meet you, and the vibe is there and the chemistry is off the fucking charts to the point where she can't wait to give it to you. But no, by all means, call her a fast and loose, thirsty whore. Not a grown ass woman with full autonomy of her body and the ability to sleep with or not the man or men that she chooses. Because you took her out on a date, one fucking date, and the next day she's supposed to come to her house and to your house and cook for you on a date? What type of fucking nonsense is that? And then you got people out here listening and following and co-signing this bullshit. And the saddest part of all, you got women co-signing on it too. Now, I'm all for y'all doing exactly what y'all want to do in the bedroom, who you with and how you want to do it with, so long as it's two consenting adults. I don't care who it is that you're sleeping with. But if you choose to sleep with him on the first date, he's going to think some kind of way, even if he says he's not. I know. I've done it. I'm not counting anybody's bodies, but they count your bodies. How many other men has she done this to? Who's she doing it with now? The fact that they backed up, quote unquote, backed up their statements with the fact that if she's not sleeping with you, somebody, she's sleeping with somebody. And she may not be sleeping with anybody at all, or she could be sleeping with everybody. That's her fucking business. It's not yours. And to hear these young men have this mindset, and to see these young ladies fall into their trap, and don't get me wrong, young and old, it's people of all ages on both sides doing the same damn thing. I'm not going to body shame anybody. You don't know if the stars and the moons lined up all in one, and that chemistry, that vibe, the aura was ripe for the taking, and you did what adults do. But don't look at me sideways for doing it. There was one man in the comments. Now, the person that posted the reel actually agreed with him, where the gentleman actually stated, where the gentleman actually said, y'all have to remember this. This is only for the players, not the lovers. If she's smashing on the first or second date, she's a green light and not to be wiped. He means a red light. And not to be wiped, especially if y'all just met. I'm personally not even trusting her if she let me smash in the first 3 or 4 dates. You got to pay attention to that too. It's different rules for different women and scenarios. You looking to play the game. You looking, so play the game. Yes, these rules apply. Amen. But if you're looking for... No. Make sure I get this right. If you're looking for wifey, don't try this at home, because you will get hurt, snatched up, and ripped apart out here in the field. So he's basically telling you that that's not what every woman is doing. But this gentleman is thinking that that is a red flag. It's not a green flag. It's a red flag. And I know I've dated an individual who had that mindset. What is she doing? Where'd you learn this? How did you do that? That's unnecessary. It's unnecessary to worry about what I did in my past. And when I see that this mindset, mind you, I wrote that in 2011, and I see this mindset in 2022. I'm at a loss for words. And then the caveat underneath their post, if you want to learn on how to attract women like that, that's going to sleep with you in 3 days, then to text them. And I'm quite sure a lot of people, a lot of men have texted them. Like I said, this scenario plays out all the time. But unfortunately, some women, and you see it on the dating shows. I haven't been in the relationship for 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, 7 years. You see it. And they've been alone and lonely for so very long that the 90-day rule or whatever their mental rule is before they sleep with you is completely thrown out the window. And the pressure of quote unquote getting your man in that time frame, 1, 2, 3, the pressure for some women is that if they don't do it, then he may walk away and I may lose him. Sis, let him walk away and lose him. You're dodging a huge bullet. This brother is not looking for anything permanent. He's not trying to get to know you. He's trying to get inside of you and whichever hole you're willing to give him. We have to continue to be convicted by our principles. Whether you sleep with him on the first date or the 100th date, if his mindset is just to fuck, then that is what you're going to get. Period. Make up your mind what it is you want to do. If your convictions are telling you no, then goddamn it, no, don't do it. And if he's putting a press on you to tell you that I expect you to sleep with me by the third date, then fuck you. Keep it moving. And I'm going to apologize for the foul language. But the minute I heard that, it just completely set me off. It completely set me off. And I think now we have a lot of individuals that feel like they need to be profane in order to be profound. They need to be outrageous so that they can go viral by saying the most outrageous shit for clicks and likes. It's not giving you any meaningful advice that's going to help you to get love, because everybody wants it, whether they say they do or not. They all want a connection. So all of these posts talking about deflection and being a player and a pimp, not being a simp or a beta male, all of this bullshit is a defense mechanism. And I know they don't want to hear that, but it's a defense mechanism so that they won't get hurt. I know, I've been there. I've done it. I know this. I've been there and I've done it. And that's all it is. As a single woman, as a single man, love you and stop being afraid if the person that you want, one, doesn't want you back, two, walks away. You have to be okay after you have that conversation, what you looking into his eyes and trying to gauge his thoughts and thinking, will he walk away? Does he have that mindset? If you've not had that conversation with somebody that you just met and you may be on your first, second, or hey, maybe even the third date, and you're trying to figure that out, in your mind, you know what it is you're going to do. Listen, sis, if you want to sleep with him on the first, second, third, 1200th date, do it. But don't do it out of fear of this man walking out of your life. Don't do it for that. And I'm all for sex. Everybody loves it. Everybody's doing it. What did George Michael say? I want your sex. Not everybody's having it, but everybody should, or something like that. Everybody wants it. They want a connection in some way, shape, or form, but don't be pressured into a false connection based on fear of being alone or lust and lust and disguising it for love. We just, it's not something that we can do. So the unspoken rule that these men have, don't let it taint your thoughts or your views on dating. Just be mindful. Be mindful. And my next show, I'm going to talk about a few things that we need to let go in 2023 when it comes to dating, some of these antiquated rules that they have out here. But be mindful that when you order your meal and drinks, order what you can afford, because you may be on a date with an individual who thinks if he's spending money on you, that then you are obligated at the end of the night to, as they said back in the day, to put up. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. I will talk to you in a week. Peace.
You just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.